This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me is a true Renaissance man. He is an athlete. He is a scholar. He is an entrepreneur. He is a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father. Also, Eddie Papowski's number one fan. Also, a skier as well. And Steve Ballmer's roommate at Harvard, among other things. He is also a baseball awards presenter, which is apropos since baseball season is pretty much here. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Jay, as always, I love that stirring introduction. And my guest, who I'll introduce momentarily, is probably one of the few people who would even know who Eddie Papowski is. But I'm going to test him. I'm going to test him on that. So, all right. So with me, with that, without further ado, is Rob Grable, who's the head coach of Hanover Boys High School Soccer. But maybe more importantly, he would tell us he's the associate pastor of Church of Christ at Dartmouth College. So, Rob, thank you as always. I love having you on the radio. You know why? Because we're great friends. And a few questions, and then here we go. So first of all, how are you doing?
Very, very well, thanks. Like you, happy that spring is here, and baseball season is underway, so it's a time of great joy.
Absolutely, and of course, you know that Eddie Papowski was the third base coach on the 67 Red Sox Impossible Dream Team, and he had this, in those days, they would throw the ball back to the pitcher when there was a foul ball, and if the game was out of hand, he would throw kind of like a backward flipper to the pitcher. But in any event, today's more about soccer and other things. So can you give the listening audience, though, a deep background? I mean, obviously, you're an associate pastor. You're a very successful high school boys soccer coach. But long ago, you actually coach hockey at then called New Hampshire College. So give us a little bit of background, then we'll get right into today's soccer in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, Tom, believe it or not, I'm coming up on the 50th year anniversary of my first high school coaching gig. Wow. So I began in Manchester at the Derryfield School and coached their soccer program for 4 years, then switched up River Road to what was then New Hampshire College. Now, SHNU, of course, and coached soccer and ice hockey, which were both sports that I played and actually coached college hockey before I even showed up in New Hampshire, and had a great run, loved being part of the school when it was up and coming, very dynamic time. I exited just as Richard Gustafson took over as president, and SHNU has had such great leadership and has grown as a result. And then I moved to the Upper Valley and always kept my soccer coaching chops going. I worked at Dartmouth for 13 years as an assistant and did a ton of officiating and refereed some of the great New Hampshire high school games in the 80s and 90s. And then in my second life, once I started working full-time at the church, had more time for soccer. So I, 18 years ago, started off at Hanover High School and have been there ever since.
Amazing career. And you're bringing back such fond memories because at New Hampshire College, the sort of pseudo outdoor rink that we all played in.
Infamous Crystal Palace.
There you go. So my sons played on the Flames travel. And I remember many cold days watching games over there. And of course, mentioning Dick Gustafson and now Dr. Paul LeBlanc. I mean, SHNU has been totally transformational, not just in online learning, but in many other ways. And of course, mentioning the Upper Valley, also travel soccer, all of those wonderful Bedford and Upper Valley travel soccer games. Really, really cool. So Now you're at Hanover High School, and it's hard to believe you've been there pretty close to two decades. Amazing. You're certainly getting up on the long list of high school coaching records. So the last couple of weeks, we've had James Peterson from Seacoast United, and we've had retiring coach George Pinkham on. So it's been sort of my month for us for soccer talk. So So what's in your horizon? You got another 20 years in you there?
Maybe. It's all about having good assistant coaches. They do all the work. I take all the credit. It's a tremendous scenario. And we're having a lot of fun. Not at Hanover High School, sure, but New Hampshire high school soccer in general is really having a renaissance stretch. And that's across all divisions, boys and girls soccer. The sport is going well. The sportsmanship, which is such an issue in so many places, really is under control. This was a really good year. Fewer cards, fewer upsets. And you know, one of the things that's on our watch for 2023 season is making sure we continue to have really good environments where the fans are positive and supportive. There have been some issues next door in Vermont, and we're watching that very, very closely. You know, inappropriate things being said by fans, inappropriate things being said by opposing players, either in person or online. Not so much in New Hampshire. And so we want to make sure to keep that going forward. The quality of play has never been better. We are sending kids to high levels of college soccer straight out of New Hampshire high school soccer. And that's pretty gratifying. So
and then you couple that with our sort of hometown university, UNH, having so much success, including George Pinkham's grandson and everything. It's just really good. So I've asked you this before. What do you attest to that New Hampshire disproportionately for in terms of population, you know, relatively small state? What do you think are the key reasons why disproportionately we have so much success?
Part of it is history. You know, there's been really good soccer played in New Hampshire long before the high schools did it. And a couple of the colleges have had real leadership in helping seed programs. You look at Plymouth and Keene with Ron Butcher and Gerd Letter. You look at Dartmouth College and the community outreach they've had. And you look at some of the industrial leagues that came up in Manchester, and you know they were playing in front of 4,000 and 5,000 people in the Amiskake Mill Yard field outside of West High School. So all of that has contributed to a culture of soccer. So in the mid 50s, when New Hampshire high school soccer started, they were ready to dive in with good quality and don't have to take a back seat to the Massachusetts and Connecticut cousins.
That's good to hear. And of course, now now we have new American immigrants that are adding a whole new competitive flavor.
And New Hampshire high school soccer in particular has been in a position to receive new Americans. You look at the success of the Nashua schools, Nashua North and South, you know, Nashua South, two-time defending champion, all coming out of a wonderful community-based, totally inclusive club program, you know, for younger kids, and then straight on to really strong high school programs. And then so many of our local high school kids are going on to New Hampshire colleges. Keene State has been notable for hosting first-generation Americans and coaching the whole athlete, not just looking at them as another commodity, but taking into account dietary needs and family practices and things like that.
It's really a role model for DEI. I mean, candidly, we practice what we preach. And I think that also speaks to why I think the earlier point you made in terms of the civility we have in New Hampshire soccer, because I have always found when I watch a lot of the games, there's passion, there's really good assertiveness, but like you said, Rob, very rarely do you see something, you know, out of control. And I think that relates to coaches and leaders like yourself and the Pinkham. You all want to win. You're all as competitive type A personalities around, but you're also leader of young men first. I've always felt that.
And full credit to the NHIAA for prioritizing sportsmanship, and full credit to the officials so that there are partnerships established, so we're all working together. for games that honor the game, but make it a positive experience for everybody. So that's a goal. And we've had a couple of good seasons. So that's something to look forward to.
And we're going to get back to this year's season, but looking at your Rwanda shirt, do you have any interesting stories from the trip, as well as what's your favorite soccer jersey, things like that?
Well, by the time 2023 is finished, I will have played or coached soccer in Rwanda and in Iceland and in the Dominican Republic. It's the world's game, truly the world's game. And I was with a group of 13 high school students from Hanover High School to Rwanda. And we did a deep dive into the history, studied the genocide, studied what's been happening since, took three huge duffel bags full of soccer shoes over there to donate to an orphanage where there are 500 orphans, high school age, and some amazing stories, uplifting, very moving, very challenging, but very uplifting in the end. And so
I think you brought toothbrushes over too, right?
Oh, yes. And we've got a big bunch of toothbrushes from Delta Dental, all cool, scheduled for my trip coming up to the Dominican Republic as well.
Nice. And of course, the Rwanda story, we had one of our staff accountants here, Vestine, has an amazing story. And it's so moving. It brings tears to my eyes. So I commend you for, doing that deep dive. Well, I see Jay in the background. So, Jay, I told you how quickly it always goes with Rob, right?
Yes, time flies when you're having fun talking soccer, talking about career and everything else in between. We've got the Reverend Rob Grable, who's the head coach of Hanover High School's boys soccer team, varsity. And when we come back, we'll talk a lot more about this and so much more here on Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, alongside the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Tom Raffio. And this week's guest is the Reverend Rob Grable, who is the head coach of Hanover High School's boys soccer team. And having a fantastic discussion, not just about that, but also talked about Rwanda. We talked about toothbrushes as well. And also talked about the career that the great Coach Grable has had. And I will continue, you guys can continue to have the conversation, because I know there's going to be a whole lot more to talk about too.
I'll need three more shows, but we'll keep it for a moment. So, the other thing, I love talking with you, Rob, because it's like I'm on my living room couch. You mentioned Derryfield, of course, a few years after you left, Jeff Cousineau took over, and he's still coaching there. And one of the things I did early on when I moved to New Hampshire is I got my FE&D license one summer, and Jeff was the examiner or whatever. So when I retire from dental insurance, if you're still coaching, I can still be one of your assistants, because I think those are lifetime licenses. Because as you know, the D license, you actually had to play and prove that you could play, so and you could coach. So anyway, so with that, let's quickly talk about your last college hockey game that you coached, in terms of sort of in effect what amounted to the Division II national championship. Tell us about that.
Well, it tells you how much the game has grown, because when I was coaching at then New Hampshire College, our opponent was Merrimack, last seen exiting the Frozen Four. The quirky nature of transition in NCAA hockey had little, basically Division III New Hampshire College playing Merrimack in a two-game total goal series. And luckily, we had a couple of great players from Concord, Chip Fortier and David Tillotson, good buddies of current Concord High Crimson Tide coach Duncan Walsh, who has rewritten record books for high school hockey. And we actually gave them a game. Amazing stuff. And having coached hockey, it opens a window into being a hockey fan. I was this close to a couple of weeks back when they had the Frozen Four regional in Manchester. Very tempted to get down to Verizon and Schnoo Arena.
Exactly, and that was a great game. I went to Harvard, but I'm a kind of a BU fan. So BU made it. Cornell won as well, but then they lost a little later on. So you mentioned Duncan Walsh. So this is why I love these conversations. So I saw him at the breast cancer walk last fall, and he was playing it close to the vest. He goes, "Well, you know, all my kids graduated, blah blah blah," and then he was like undefeated until whatever the semifinals. And he actually succeeded, and this is kind of sad, he succeeded Tom Walton, who then later became the fitness coach at Northeast Delta Dental from 2003 to he had recently passed away unexpectedly. So it kind of brings everything full circle. But Dunk Walsh, great guy. He was really helping with the breast cancer walk. I'm gonna shift now to the Lions Cup to make sure we cover that. And then we can go back to your kind of view of this fall season. So tell us about the Lions Cup.
Well, we're very excited about the fact that 3 years after having not had it because of COVID, we've brought it back in a new format that is really working well for everyone. And we've had incredibly successful and competitive games with the Vermont Senior All-Stars. So for those uninitiated, every July, as we do in many other sports, we play the Vermont Senior All-Stars. And we are the second oldest Vermont New Hampshire All-Star game. Only the Shrine Maple Sugar Bowl in football is older. And we've been going, this will be our 48th year. It's at Hanover, New Hampshire, which has turned out to be a very good neutral site. Because it's exactly midway between the population centers in New Hampshire and Vermont, and it's right at the connection of the two biggest highways. And people can come in for the day and spend the day. The Hanover infrastructure is conducive to making a day of it. And so we have a doubleheader on the turf field. Last year was our second year doing it, and New Hampshire boys had a great 1-1 draw with Vermont, and New Hampshire girls won 4-1. They have some very, very good players, including girls who went straight from that game on to playing at a very high level in college. Ashley Braille from Hopkinton being just one of many. So we're very excited. This will be the third year we've done it. We've got a great system that takes into account that the kids can't always dedicate 3 days overnight, college dorms. And so it's a 1-day event. We have a practice sessions the week before to get the teams all organized. And it allows all of the kids who've been selected to the team to play. Whereas we went through a stretch a number of years ago where the best players with club commitments couldn't make it to the game. Now they can. And
right.
So
it's really evolved. It's top flight, and Delta will continue to sponsor it. And those of you listening, Hanover is a great place to spend the day. I was just actually there last week because I'm on the Dartmouth Health Board. So I was in the Hanover area for a day. It was really cool. So we'll have another show before July. Can you also quickly talk about the Granite State Games, which will be coming up in June?
Absolutely. Granite State Games have been going for over a decade now, and it's a tremendous week-long stretch in which the best high school athletes in New Hampshire play basically a regional Olympics. We're divided into four geographic regions, and the Granite State Games soccer tournament, 4 days, we play right across the street at the New Hampshire Votech, beautiful host site. And lately it's become a spot where college coaches come and do some really good scouting. And we've seen last year we had 5 different colleges represented at the Granite State Games.
It's pretty amazing. And Pat Mulcahy directs it. I've been Pat used to coach my boys at Bedford Travel and has gone on to bigger and better things. But he's kept it thriving. And thanks to you for being not only a coach for one of the regions, but kind of the overarching supervisor of soccer. Because as you know, But listening audience may not know there are other sports involved, you know, ranging from archery, et cetera. So the fact that it's thriving, I give a big credit to the leads, you know, such as you. One comment on Pinky Pinkham, and then let's talk about the fall season.
Well, I think it, to me, this is headline news. The fact that New Hampshire has a pair of brothers, one of them, Dave Pinkham, 715 career wins. That's tops nationally. And then George, 413 career wins. There has never been a pair of brothers that have, and I think that's a national story that needs to be picked up. Very, very exciting to have had, you know, such good connections with them. George now being replaced at Bow High School by a very estimable coach, Josh Smith, who more recently was at Conval High School and won a state championship there 3 years ago. So the beat is going to go on at Bow High School. Thank you very much. That's one of my stories to watch.
And I think, as you noted earlier, the sort of the fine tradition of New Hampshire soccer, some of that too is the town's support of it, you know, whether it's Hanover, whether it's Bow, the feeder systems. I mean, George, Coach George Pinkham would be the first to say that, you know, when you have a great feeder system. Nevertheless, getting those statewide championships are still relatively rare, except if you're like Dave Pinkham. And it was good that a couple of years ago, Rob Johnstone from Lebanon won. So let's segue into your kind of view of this fall coming up. So we're past the Granite Games and the Lions Cup game. So now we're talking about, you know, high school soccer in the fall. And I see you're rubbing your hands, so you're ready to roll with this.
Well, I think one of the things, top to bottom in all four divisions, both boys and girls, there's so much parity and competitiveness. You can't list two or three, you know, maybe with the exception of Guilford boys, but you know, they had to fight hard for their perfect season. I'm excited because there are going to be you know, some of the better players in the state are returning to various schools, to Manchester Memorial and to Nashua North and South, to Bedford and to Hanover, to Bishop Girton on the girls' side, to Exeter on the girls' side, Pinkerton Academy on the girls' side. It goes on and on and on. We could do a show just on the quality programs at Bedford and Michelle Winning. So it's very exciting. And we're always looking for the Cinderella teams, the Mascoma Valley High Schools and the Concord Christian High Schools, who put together epic seasons.
Absolutely. Well, it's so exciting. I love when I get to go to the pitch and see games. And I just want to close with a comment. You know, you talked about the civility and, you know, inclusion and equity. And thank you for always coaching with class and with dignity and sportsmanship. And you've obviously had your share of wins, well deserved. But, you know, the occasional time where you do lose in the final, you're the first one to give me an email, you know, congratulating, you know, the noble opponent. And I think that's how you live your life. And I appreciate the fact that you've stayed with me all these years so I can have you on the show. And I will have you back before the Granite Games as well as the Lions Cup. And obviously, you know, wish you well in the season ahead. So thank you for all you do for society. Appreciate you.
It's always a pleasure to be on, Tom. We could fill a couple more shows, so we'll wait until all the weather warms up, and then we'll see you later.
Great.
J-Dog and Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Grable, as well, the head coach as well at Hanover High School boys soccer. And before you know it, soccer season will be back in the sense of the fall. It'll be here before you know. We're just going to take one season at a time, but it will be here for the Reverend Rob Grable, the coach, as well as Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm J-Dog. We'll be back with another edition next time of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.